This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This next conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. That is Taurus USA. Check them out at taurususa.com. Once again, from the desk of Rob Morse, we have this. Mass murder is, in a lot of cases, for these kids that do this, seeking fame. They're looking for the reward at the end of their killing spree. The payoff is a big one. It is, and it is an extremely, it has become, with this news media, an extremely reliable one. Now, shocking as it is, when children are murdered in our schools, we are not coming anywhere close to the best practice in our effort to stop these events. Mass murderers, right now today, there are some kids in school that have been inspired by either Parkland or by Santa Fe. They've been shown by Parkland that no matter how bad they've been up to a certain point, now that, you know, the cat's out of the bag with the whole idea of stopping the school-to-prison pipeline, the idea that kids can be just completely maladjusted and get away with everything is available and out there, and everybody knows it now. So we don't have to worry about them. They're not perturbed or put off by from doing it for any particular reason. They are learning, and they are reacting to what they learn faster than we are. They're learning faster than our politicians and the people that we put in charge of schools. And they're learning faster than the media. This is a completely voluntary, dynamic, though. Parents and other concerned citizens can change this. There is a way to stop some of these attacks. Here's what you can do to make your kids safer. Now, the murderers have learned their lesson well. Their attacks follow a pattern and have a high probability of success. Some schools have a full-time law enforcement officer at the school. And that sounds good, but it's bad at the same time. Many schools are not given that much protection. They have to share an officer between several schools or between widely separated buildings. Stationing law enforcement at a school primarily, unless they're in the right place at the right time, more than anything else, it gives political cover for the sheriff and the school board, but is far from best practice. Our children gathered in a school location that is several minutes from the school resource officer? That's the problem. That's where it comes up. Are many children at school when there's not an armed adult protecting them? And you can rely on the fact that the answer is probably yes. Are children off campus with a school activity where they are unprotected? Yeah, of course they are. Murderers have learned from our mistakes. They used to attack the school before staff are in place. They learn to attack the school resource officer first or wait until the SRO is away from the scene. In contrast, armed volunteers who carry concealed are harder to spot. And they don't, you know, when we're talking about teachers, when we're talking about faster armed teachers or wherever they are, whatever method they're armed by, these people are staying in place. Best practice says there should be several armed respondents with students at all times. That usually means that volunteer staff carry concealed while wearing plain clothes. At a minimum, at a bare minimum, you need an armed responder in every building. Three would be better. We want to have a responder in every hallway. We actually need to have three. And they're going to be on opposite sides of the hallway, hopefully, because then they're going to create a different setup of field of fire. So wherever they think he's coming from, two can face in that direction, and somebody else can be watching the other direction, just in case things change. For each armed responder, we ideally have several additional staff members who are trained in emergency trauma care. That's a great idea. Medical training is important and achievable. Implementing an armed responder program might take months. But you can provide medical training to school staff this weekend. Now, as surprising as this is going to sound, the price tag for this could be almost nothing. Murderers have learned that it is virtually impossible to enter prepared and protected classroom. Preparing that classroom costs only a few dollars per door and per window. So then they change their tactics. Now the murderers simply pull the fire alarm, and that gives the murderers a hallway full of unprotected targets. Best practice is to let the firearm ring directly at the fire station and at the school offices, but to not sound the alarm within the school until the presence of a fire is verified by school staff. Now, that might only involve verification that a smoke detector went off at the same time as the alarm was pulled. Verification could involve video confirmation or a call to teachers on that hallway. The appropriate response varies depending on conditions. For example, the alarm might sound inside the school if the building is thinly occupied over the weekend versus using a silent alarm when the building is full of students during the week. Murderers are working around the silent alarm by bringing explosives to school. An explosion creates chaos and will probably flood the hallways. The bomb threat does other things as well. A suspicious parcel with some flares and batteries will keep emergency medical responders far away from the scene. And that always results in more deaths when medical aid does not get there in a timely fashion. Ask your school principal when the school had their last safety audit. What do they find out? Were changes put in place to make your school safer as a result of the school safety audit? How are bullying and threats of violence reported and acted on? Those are actually very, very simple adult questions. These are questions that school officials should be able to answer. We have, you know, it almost seems like we reward the attacks, and, you know, our culture is saturated with news and entertainment media, and young people are particularly obsessed with celebrities, and consider that our high school students might not be able to name the governor of their state, but they can name everybody that's on YouTube and all the, you know, top five singers and actors. When you turn psychopaths into celebrities, then you get more psychopaths. Copycats take 4 to 6 weeks to get their plan going. We got the trends headed in the wrong direction right now, and media coverage of mass murder has increased since the attack happened in Columbine. So, the personal motivation is clear. Whatever their grievance may be, psychopaths kill innocent people in order to receive a large fortune in free publicity. And they do that because it happens time and time and time again. That's what's got to change. That's what has to change. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. I saw this the other day. This professor, Patricia Hill, did you see this? She has been found guilty of a misdemeanor crime for defacing the private home of NRA's Chris Cox. She he's probably pretty lucky. Let me explain. Let me explain. First of all, Chris Cox is the executive director of the Institute for Legislative Action, the political and lobbying arm of the NRA. Patricia Hill, well, let's not put her down as a fan of the NRA. Now, Chris Cox has a security detail, and they have observed and recorded Hill as she approached his home and sprayed a red substance on the front steps of the Cox family residence. The substance appeared to be the color of blood. His security guard testified that this is not the first time that he observed Hill and that she had a prior transgression at the Cox family home before this incident. They did not get into the details of that incident, as Hill is expected to have a criminal trial on the separate offense at a later time. From that trial, we learned that Cox's Virginia family home was targeted by leftist professors on at least three separate occasions. From media coverage, we learned that it's been even more often than that. The women targeting Chris Cox are from Nebraska. Nebraska. Not exactly something where we could say to somebody, well, you know, it's probably accidental. That doesn't fly. They are professors and politicians. Defendant Patricia Hill specializes in women in science. Melody Vaccaro is a leftist politician and an outspoken hater of the NRA. Their comrade, UNL professor Amanda Gailey, traveled to Virginia on prior occasions and told the Washington Post that Chris Cox is a truly indefensible human being. These professors and the politician appear to be connected by liberal extremism and their hatred of guns, and in particular, Chris Cox's front porch. They are in charge of groups called Nebraskans Against Gun Violence and the Great American Gun Melt, where they ridicule the American gun culture and vow to radically stop it, which is hilarious. The Great American Gun Melt intentions are clear. Our strategy is to name, blame, and shame apex gun predators and push hard-hitting messaging. They proudly state that on their Facebook page, and which lists UNL Professor Amanda Gailey as a co-founder. If I made Cox uncomfortable at his house, too bad. He deserves it, says Catherine Coble, the other co-founder. Melody Vaccaro, who is with Defendant Hill in the courtroom, is the vice president of the Nebraskans Against Gun Violence. Amanda Gailey is the proud president of that organization. A GoFundMe page for the group raised $1,634 in 2015. That's pretty good for a party. Not all that good for a political organization. These leftist extremists are filled with an incredible amount of hate for an individual who was hired by the 5 million and growing NRA members to fight for their constitutional rights. They deliberately travel from Nebraska to Virginia, a minimum of $325 each way, which may be a clue as to the GoFundMe fund usage, if you will. Locate the private home of a family man who works for the NRA. Invest in defacement products. Have I missed that at Lowe's and Home Depot? Or is there a row or a aisle for defacement products? I've missed that, obviously. Damages private property, protest in front of his home, protest in front of his wife's unaffiliated private business, and explain entitlement to do all of this because of politics. And they've done this numerous times, and they are proud of it. And they plan to return. Hill's lawyer opposed the prosecutor's request to ban Hill from the 500-foot distance from Cox's home. He was unsuccessful. But the argument gives us a glimpse of his client's desire to return to Cox's home. Otherwise, the 500-foot distance wouldn't be objectionable to someone who resides in Lincoln, Nebraska, 1,200 miles away from Alexandria, Virginia. They direct their hate at Cox as an individual, as a man, and not at his office, not at the NRA, but the Cox family home as a target. Cox resides in the home with his wife and children. He testified that he has to take his family and leave his home when these protesters come to his home. This campaign is purposely vindictive. Gailey and Coble explained to the Washington Post their aim is to introduce a more radical approach to gun control activism and to shame Cox in his own home rather than at NRA headquarters, where they say he could easily ignore it. This is the alt-left ideology. The justification of extremism that transcends the civilized political discourse is my definition of alt-left, if you will. Next step over is Antifa, who believe that destruction of property and violence is necessary to achieve their leftist goals. Think of them as the leftist militia. The idea that politics transcends decency is nothing new for the left. It has been a growing epidemic, even outside Antifa and the alt-left, but for a group that supported Hamas and the MS-13 in the same week, what else can we expect from them? Now, I said, and listen, I believe this is real. If these people, these women, are going to make a 1,200-mile trip to harass a guy at his house, they're dangerous. And, I mean, how many more times are you going to let that happen? How many times will they let that happen in Virginia? How many times will Cox let this happen? I mean, what's his armed detail look like? I need to call some of my contacts in the NRA and see what I can find out. Maybe we need to do an upgrade. But all that notwithstanding, I mean, this is a danger sign. That they're willing to do this and put up with this and all this other stuff, this is very dangerous. Because if they can get close enough to spray a red substance on the porch, what else can they put on the porch? That's what makes it so dangerous. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms. This is the nature of the beast.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This next conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Now, Arne Duncan, he's an old pal of Barack Obama. He's an educrat, which is a noun, usually a pejorative, a government school official or administrator whose primary function is to spend tax dollars telling other parents what to do with their children. Beltway education bureaucrats abhor families who choose to keep their kids out of public schools and lets it to grandstand over gun control. So behold, Arne Duncan, longtime pal of Barack Obama, former U.S. Department of Education Secretary, who called last week for parents nationwide to withdraw students from classes until gun laws are changed to keep them safe. Now, for the left, this raw emotional tsunami they're riding on right now, that fades quickly because, you know, it's all about opportunism. Duncan has no excuse for his cynical made-for-cable TV exploitation of the Santa Fe High School massacre. Existing state laws banning minors under 18 from purchasing or possessing guns didn't stop the shooter. Neither did laws against possessing sawed-off shotguns or pipe bombs. Those were already in place. And contrary to hysterical early reports, the accused 17-year-old did not use assault rifles. So a common-sense ban on assault weapons would not have saved lives either. But effective solutions to maximize a student's safety and well-being are not, seemingly, are not Duncan's goals. His mission is airtime, publicity, entertainment, provocation for the sake of provocation, showtime. Do it for the children. School boycotts are a radical idea, he admitted to MSNBC. It's controversial, it's intentionally provocative. Praising teacher walkouts and student protests, Duncan told The Atlantic, he supported parent-initiated school shutdowns for gun control because we are not protecting our kids. And the fact that we're not doing that, we're not willing to think radically enough to do it. I can't stomach that. Ah, the royal unstomachable we. Here's another thing I find hard to swallow. This is the height of hypocrisy here. This is education overlord Arne Duncan, who's now the champion of the radical idea of parents exercising their autonomy to do what's best for their children. Wow. As Obama's meddling, power-hungry education secretary, he attacked white suburban moms and their children who turned to homeschooling in protest of the top-down Common Core standard and testing data mining program. He sneered that he found it fascinating that the grassroots anti-Common Core revolt came from white suburban moms who all of a sudden their child isn't as brilliant as they thought they were and their school isn't quite as good as they thought they were. This elitist control freak revealed his fundamental disdain for rabble-rousing parents who've taken educational matters into their own hands by characterizing the movement against Common Core as white and suburban. He also exposed his bigotry against countless parents of color like every black American in the United States who've long opposed the Fed-Ed sabotage of academic excellence, local control, and student privacy in school districts across the country. And note that newly minted parents' rights advocate Arne Duncan never once advocated boycotting Chicago public schools, which he ran for 8 years, for their abject failure to quell rampant school violence. See, it wasn't a good idea then, but it is a smoking hot idea today. Yeah. Yeah. Nor has Duncan called for parents to demand their districts withdraw from the disastrous Promise alternative discipline program that he helped create. After Duncan's protege, Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie, initially denied that Parkland, Florida shooter Nicholas Cruz had benefited from the program, he sheepishly acknowledged last week that Cruz had in fact been referred to the program and avoided criminal prosecution for school vandalism as a result. Nor has Duncan set a peep about systemic coddling of abusers in the classroom by the teachers' union presidents in New Jersey and Ohio, as exposed over the past month by undercover investigative journalists at Project Veritas. Instead, Duncan, Mr. Duncan, Arnie, has won high praise and more media interviews for his phony boycott proposal. He nobly tweeted, "My family is all in if we can do this at scale." But what his slavering fans in the leftist media won't tell you is that Duncan's wife works at and his own children attend the exclusive private University of Chicago Laboratory Schools in Tony Hyde Park, where a lab school's brochure brags is patrolled by the University of Chicago Police Department and private security. Armed to the teeth, of course. For thine and thee, Arnie. But not for we. School and parenthood. You know, having this guy come out and push for this the way he is pushing for it and saying what he's saying and doing what he's doing is this is really sort of rich for me. I'm sitting here. I don't want to say I'm reveling in it, but it is definitely a different day. It's a new day for Arne Duncan. So, I don't know what that means for people like Arne Duncan. It does seem to mean for him that I can be this way today and that way tomorrow. And that's pathetic. That's pathetic. There's too much on this guy that we can find out about him. We can see what he has done in the past. We can look at his body of work. And guess what? None of this is consistent with what he's saying today. This is just another way for another guy in the Obama administration who's no longer in government to come out here and try this little shadow government thing going on. He's doing it for, you know, he's doing it to get his face on TV, whatever reason he's doing it for. And at the same time, you know, he doesn't believe any of the stuff he's saying because his children go someplace where it's really, really nice. Where, you know, the school voucher thing. They are so much against the school voucher thing. And yet parents could take those school vouchers and maybe send their children to a toady school like the one in Hyde Park that his kids go to. And that his wife works at. It sounds lovely. What kind of education would they be teaching there? That'd be some good stuff, I think. Well, so, hey, good luck with that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now then, you want to know one place, one state where they're not looking at what happened in Santa Fe, Texas, and saying, hey, it was because of them guns. People of Texas. They look at it and they say, you know, student shootings are horrible events, especially for those who remember dropping off children at schools that look very much like that one near Houston. But it's good to see that they're not blaming the guns or letting left-wing groups use high school students to carry their message. The LA Times noticed the difference between South Florida and Houston in this report. There was no outcry against firearms in Santa Fe after the gunman killed 10 and wounded 13 others Friday. Guns didn't even come up at a prayerful vigil attended by 1,000 people that evening. On Saturday, there were no protests, and local leaders didn't expect any Sunday. But 3 months earlier, in Parkland, Florida, the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School that left 17 dead unleashed a movement, with students and parents of the dead organizing, protesting, and calling for expanded gun control laws. Their activism led to student school walkouts nationwide, voter registration drives, and massive demonstrations, including the March for Their Lives in Washington. Polls show the U.S. remains deeply divided about guns, and the responses in Parkland and Santa Fe help explain why. Residents in both cities say something needs to be done about school shootings, but there is no agreement on what that something should be. It's a little surprising that Houston is reacting this way, but at the same time, it's not surprising because Houston is in Texas. First, the alleged killer violated at least 2 current laws to pull off his attack, from taking his father's guns to bringing them to a gun-free school. So, at this particular moment, looking at those 2 facts alone, what new law would have made a difference here? Second, the parents in Houston were probably gun owners and understood quickly that the solution had nothing to do with regulating guns. Then, Governor Greg Abbott immediately invited all sides to a roundtable to discuss the school shooting issue. Unlike Florida, the authorities did not leave a vacuum to be filled by the anti-NRA crowd. That was a horrible day in Houston. No doubt about it, but at least it was not compounded by turning the NRA membership into 5 million villains. One thing about the media, though, this is time to ask the gun prohibition lobbying groups now exploiting the tragedy, why they never blamed the murderer. When was the last time one of these groups demanded swift justice and certainty of punishment for the actual perpetrator, for James Holmes, for Nicholas Cruz, for Alexis, what was it? Golly, I can't remember his name now. DC Navy Yard shooter, for, you know, for any of these people. When was the last time that happened? I can answer that. Never. This has become, I mean, you know, with a certain degree of certainty, you can look at these events as they happen. And you can say to yourself, well, there's going to be some fundraising involved here. There's going to be some protests, a lot of TV interviews. Now, for all of their stuff that they talked about in Florida, the only thing that resulted in anything happening was in Florida, where they decided to, you know, make it, you got to be 21 to buy a long gun. And I think something else happened there, and I don't remember it, and I apologize for my lack of memory, but gosh, there's so much going on nowadays. But these guys are sitting there always on idle. They've always got a spin team ready to go. Everytown for Gun Safety was quick to push their gun control agenda. The Alliance for Gun Responsibility was asking for donations to take a stand against the gun lobby. And I've got bad news for gun grabbers. This is a certainty. If it were the guns, item number one, you guys wouldn't be around. Item number two, you wouldn't be able to get any donations. You know, the only time you can get donations is when one of these events happen, one of these aberrations against man. And then it slows down. Slows down. Now, you know, one of the things that I notice is that, you know, the other thing about the gun advocacy is that there are quite a few organizations that do this. 2A, Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb and Company, they do a really great job. Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, Eric Pratt, Mike Hammonds, they do an outstanding job. Firearms Policy Coalition, Firearms Coalition, you know, there's a bunch of them. There are a bunch of them. And in the case of, like, Second Amendment Foundation, there's also the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and a few other things that are folded into that umbrella, if you will, that Alan Gottlieb has put together, as he time and time again just brings people in and just continues to consolidate his groups. Gun Owners of America has a massive email list that they use. It's a weaponized list that they use against gun grabbers. And that's a problem for them, because when the weaponized list gets put into play, well then, everybody gets, you know, just ask any of these gun grabbers how April 13th, 2013 worked out for them. That was the day that President Obama was crying in the Rose Garden after the vote did not go his way. And the vote should never have gone his way. There is no 90% consensus about universal background checks. Okay? There is no 40% of all guns are bought without a background check. That happening. There is no 36,000 people lost to gun violence every year. There's 20-some-odd thousand people. Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me. 40-some-odd thousand people. No. Excuse me. 20,000. I'm right. 21, 22, 23, whatever it is. They kill themselves with guns. But that's not gun violence. That's a sad day. But it's not gun violence. That's a sign of something else. And sure, they will tell you, well, if they didn't have a gun, they probably wouldn't have killed themselves with a gun. Well, no kidding. No kidding. Your propensity for logic stuns me. I am stunned at it. But time and time again, with all of this stuff that goes on, they never get out there and say, you know, they demand a national dialogue on guns, but how do you have a rational discussion with people or groups that are always demonstrating that they cannot tell the difference between the bad guy and the good guy? Any day that any of these things happen, unless I did it, it's not my fault. If it ever happens that I do it, then that day will be my fault. But then that won't be your fault either. So, just remember that if you could, would you? Because this is the game they play. They get so preoccupied with demonizing gun owners and eroding the Second Amendment that they've either lost sight of their goal of taking dangerous or deranged criminals off the street, if that was ever their goal in the first place. If all they can do, you know, or, you know, like, that should be the only goal, shouldn't it? You know, there's no way for me to sit around here and frame that for you. If all they can do is blame an innocent citizen while diverting attention from murderous monsters, then it's time to ask these people just whose side are they on. This is where they need to be steered. Now, they won't be. They're not going to be by the media. You know, and the media, the Fox Newses and everything. Tucker Carlson is a great guy. I love him. Sean Hannity's pretty tight. I like him a lot, too. But there's just not enough of them. There's what we have here, but there's just not enough of that either. There is, 140 million, some odd million gun owners in the United States that are the biggest group of have something in common with other adults in the United States. But yeah, one day we're going to wake up and we will know that we've achieved warp speed and the Vulcans will have come down then at that moment, because one day the gun grabbers are going to say, we demand swift justice against this perpetrator of this heinous crime. And when asked about the guns, they're going to be like, what gun? Oh, he used a gun? And we will know then the Vulcans are here. Also, we'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.